my final frontier.
If only go where no conservative mom has ever gone before.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Diane Linderman.
Where's the outrage? It's the zombie apocalypse. Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. This is a live show talking about everything that matters to me, hopefully to you too. And we talk about everything that matters in life, business, parenting, cooking, conservative kitchen table politics, and we do it for the next 2 hours, and I even have a cooking segment that, you know, you don't want to miss it because, some people, it's the highlight of my show. And I mean, if that's what you're into, that's my thing too. In fact, before I get into all the nitty gritty stuff, you know, I live in Texas half the time, and there's this, Texans are the coolest people on the face of the earth. I have to just say that right out. There is a feeling here, you know, I don't know if you know what it feels like when you always feel like you're going to get in trouble. Like, in other words, even if you go to a doctor's office and there's just a separation between you and what's behind that door. And, you know, when you go to a doctor's office or a dentist's office here, they leave the door open. They're like, can I go back there with my daughter? Oh, absolutely. You don't need to ask that. What? When you know, there's just like not a bunch of rigidity, a bunch of rules. People think for themselves. They have their own thoughtfulness. They aren't trained to be a bunch of perfect monkeys here. You know, and that is really what this country has become. They've taken away your own ability to be able to think for yourself and have a thoughtfulness for yourself. And so they just, in most states, there's so many rules and regulations and things that you feel like you can't do. People are upset. They're angry. They got chips on their shoulder everywhere you go. And when you get a mug of iced tea here, you don't just get a mug, you get a pitcher. And you know what they ask you when you leave? Would you like me to get you a to-go drink? And they just take it and they pour it into a to-go cup. They don't let you leave empty-handed without tea with you or a drink. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, it's like everything you do in Texas, everywhere I go, there's just a, you know, an openness, just a feeling like they trust you. They don't treat you like you're going to do something wrong. They actually treat you like you're going to do something right. And I have to tell you, people, it is a refreshing feeling. You feel almost awkward at first that they actually trust you and they look at you like you're not going to do any harm. Why would you ask such a question? And, the people here have personalities. One thing I noticed right off, just about every young person speaks to you. They talk to you. They look at you in the face. They say, yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. I mean, you know what? It is refreshing. They're not suppressed. They're not pushed down. They're not dumbed down. I'm telling you, Texas is, I'm loving it more and more and more. You know, and they you don't mess with Texas. They even have signs that say that around. Don't mess with Texas. I'm like, I would not mess with Texas. You don't mess with the cops. They say no, you just say yes, sir. You know, I mean, they mean business. Their job is very important to them. And so here's where I'm going with this. By the way, 1-800-449-8255. You're welcome to be part of my show anytime you want to. Interrupt me, have something you want to say, if you hate my guts, if you think I'm an idiot, I'd love to hear from you. Good, bad, and indifferent. 1-800-449-8255. But I'd like to talk to Democrats today. Because, you know, us conservatives and Republicans, we don't always agree upon everything. But the one thing we all 100% agree upon this election is we want a country and we want it back. And we want it to be the way it is here in Texas. I like to call Texas the new America, because I don't want to look over my shoulder and think I'm doing something wrong when I say things that I'm supposedly not supposed to say, and I have absolutely no idea what those mean. I am not politically correct. I will never be politically correct, so you better watch out, because that's just who I am, and I have, there are laws to protect me for being not politically correct. And here is the thing that we have a problem with in our country. What are we arguing about today? Okay, so they start to destroy Trump because Trump says to his audience, I just got off a plane and there was a bombing in New York City. And he says, I don't know who it is or what, I don't know a lot about it, but my heart goes out to blah, blah, blah. So what are they trying to destroy Trump for today? They are trying to destroy him because he actually said there was a bombing. Then they go over to Hillary's camp. And did you know, I just found an article right here. Let me see if I can find it again. The article about Hillary, by the way, was when she came out and spoke and said she did say there was a bombing. And then they, guess what? The J. Tapper edited it out because, you see, they're trying their best to make, I like to say, a silk purse out of a sow's ear. That's my mother's saying. She's from Alabama. They're trying to wrap up Hillary Clinton to make Hillary Clinton look like she is the dog's dinner, and that we are supposed to look at her like she's going to be an authority. But I saw her on that plane today, and you guys have got to watch the news and see how she answered. They're calling her Zombie Hillary. Because there's something wrong with that woman. There are five Hillarys that I've seen. There's the big smiling face. There is the zombie type of quality that she has about herself when she's, and I don't even know if it's, she actually, like, she's on drugs. I mean, I'm just saying that if you watch it, it's all over the internet that she is being called the Zombie Hillary. But here's what we're arguing about. The word bomb. Hello, people. When an explosion goes off and it is an intentional explosion, we call that a bomb. They're trying to tell Donald Trump that he should have waited for the experts to come up with exactly what happened. Well, we all know exactly what happened. We all are calling it a bomb. The only ones not calling a bomb is the insane media. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I think journalism is dead. And I always call CNN the Clinton News Network, because we can just be assured that the Clinton News Network will always, always try to make Clinton come out smelling like a rose. Now, if you people out there, you Democrats, think that your representative of your party is an honorable and decent person, I would love for you to call me and tell me off. 1-800-449-8255. I need to know if you really truly believe that Hillary Clinton is an honorable and good and decent woman. And can you please, just for once, I would love for you to tell me what this woman has ever done in her life that stands out, that made a difference. I want to know, because I want to be educated. I just don't understand, and I want to not think the worst of 50% of the country, and I want to be able to know that there are people out there that have a brain and that aren't just following the media's hypnotism, and that you guys are the words that they use. We'll talk about this more. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. I am wired today. I'll be right back.
All my life, there was just me in my dreams, and the days went ticking.
you pray. God, family, friends, yeah, everybody sins. A winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. Help folks in need, don't fall for greed. A jealous man is weak, so think before you speak. If you
love,
let them know. If you hate, let it go. Fast can be fun, but sometimes you need slow. God, it's all good, the devil is so real. So listen up, y'all, cause this is how I feel.
Welcome back. Love that. That's how I feel. 1-800-449-8255. Colt Ford, one of his, I think, his best songs, and I tell you, it really tells a story. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and welcome back to Everything That Matters. Believe me, people, we are talking about everything that matters right here every single Sunday. You need to tell all your friends, your neighbors, your enemies to listen to my show. Not that I'm some professional talking head, people. I am a conservative mom of two awesome kids. I have an incredibly, incredible husband of 35 years, not including the 10 years we were engaged. And we are totally serial entrepreneurs. So we are the small business. We are the mentors to many troubled kids. We do a lot of things out there in the world that, so we are in contact with the real world. And I have got to tell you that political correctness is destroying our nation. And I think I know why this started. You see, there's something called freedom of speech that they slowly are eroding to the point where they call them microaggressions. I must be the most microaggressor of all times, because every day I could just break out in a complete microaggression and talk about the truth. You see, the truth is a microaggression. And you know, I was raised believing that the truth is will set you free. So when I talk to people, I keep it real, and I keep, there's integrity in a real person that can speak their mind and not feel like they have to hold back, not worried about hurting feelings. You see, because in my world, I believe feelings are made to be hurt. Because how are we ever going to teach our kids to be tough and strong and bold and have leadership qualities and have that American spirit of going forward in life and being something and making something of themselves and learning how to be decent to others, but not to give in? So I'm going to tell you a little story. So yesterday, you know, we have the hardest time on earth to find employees. So when I hear this, you know, these people are out of work, let me tell you something. No wonder they're out of work. And I've talked about this a million times. The fact that our entire country, or at least I would say more than half of our country, is on welfare. And so we are creating completely useless people in this country. You know, welfare used to be an awesome thing. It used to be help people take them from one job until they got another job, and you couldn't get it for more than a few weeks, and you had to be constantly looking for work. And there was all these incredible rules that made sense. But when Obama got in, and Hillary, they basically want to have an entire generation of welfare-bound people, because cannibals always vote in cannibal kings. So therefore, we have a nation of stupid people that refuse to go to work because they can get a paycheck for sitting in front of their TVs and sucking on a lollipop or smoking pot. So there we go. We've got this nation. And so when I'm trying to find somebody to give them a job, to help them grow, to have sort of a self-respect, we can't find anybody. And we have awesome jobs, and we pay well. You know what you have to do when you work for us? You actually have to work. So we go around the country with our, it's, I like to call this an agricultural educational attraction. And we hire literally at one location, because we're right now in like, I think like 12 locations. And we probably hire, we may need one person. Guess how many people we have to hire to possibly get one person that will actually not walk away? We have to hire like 12 people. Okay, so we hire the, we were at this one location, and they seem so great when they're given an interview, and we have this beautiful employee manual that basically tells them all of our rules, and they actually have to sign it, and they have to have a witness. I mean, we go through it all. We've been in this business for 35 years, and I work with troubled teens, so the kids and young people that are now adults, now business partners in my husband and my business, understand that if we do not play by the rules ourselves, we can get in trouble. So we make sure we have everything laid out. It's beautiful. You get a good pay for a good hard day's work. We take really good care of you. We feed you most of the time because I hate to see hungry people, okay? So we have this one location. This is the kind of thing that goes on all of the time. So this one girl, she goes to work one day, and the next thing we know is that she says to the person in charge, the manager, she says, "Oh, I at 2 o'clock." She never told us ahead of time. "I've got to pick up my daughter." We're like, "All right, we don't want your daughter standing there," so we let her go, and she never comes back. So the next day she shows up, and on her first break, she goes on her break, and she never comes back. And the next day she comes in and demands her paycheck now because we fired her. Now, people, if you know nothing about employment, if you fire somebody, you have to give them a paycheck within 72 hours, okay? If they quit, they have to wait for the next pay period, which ours is on the 1st and the 15th of every month. So she's demanding to the manager, "You have to give it to me. I know my rights." And so we're like, and the manager's looking at her and saying, "Well, wait a minute. We did not fire you. In fact, I even said, if you come back the next day, if you're not here by 9, then you don't have a job. But if you get here by 9, you'll still have a job." We were still going to give her an opportunity. This was one of the 12 people, the only one that ever even showed up. This is how bad it is out there, people. So she comes back, and she did not come back for the next day. She just came back the very day she actually walked out on the job and kept accusing us of us firing her. So I told the manager, "Have her call Diane." Me. So, because I'm like the troubleshooter. I do all the troubleshooting, and I love it. I don't know why. It's like putting together a giant puzzle. I like to find the solutions to the problems. That's what entrepreneurs do. That's what Donald Trump does. That's why I understand Donald Trump so well. So she comes back. She calls me and says, "You know, my name is so-and-so, and you guys fired me, so I want my check." And I'm like, "Okay. What kind of word did she use for the word firing? Did she say you're fired?" She goes, "No." I said, "Well, then tell me how you got fired." She goes, "Well, when I went home, I had, my feet were really, really hurting after 4 hours, and I had to soak them. It's a medical thing." And I said, "Well, listen, it's between you and your doctor if it's a medical thing, but you didn't come back to work. So you walked out on the job. So you actually quit the job." You see, it's called denial. And I could argue with this girl all day long, but in her head, she truly believed that we fired her. Now, there's no convincing. This is called a liberal. This is called a person that actually thinks she's entitled to whatever she thinks she's entitled to. And so I like to talk to these people because I want to see if I can talk to the sensible side of them. So she says to me, "Blah, blah, blah." And I said, "Ma'am, you walked out on the job. So basically you quit. And we even were going to give you an opportunity the next day, which you never showed up. So that isn't us firing you. No matter what I said, no how reasonable." She says, "You're very rude and you're talking over me." And I'm like, "No, I'm just being professional. I was just talking like this." And I just think it's fascinating. And then she says to me, "You owe me a paycheck." And I'm like, "You'll get it when our next pay period comes. Meanwhile, you're going to have to learn to be patient and you're going to have to learn a lesson. You can't walk out on a job and expect what you think you're supposed to get. You need to know your rights, because I know mine. I absolutely know my rights." And it's an amazing thing, though, people. This is called entitlement. And the whole country, not the whole country, I should say 50% of the country, has this disease. And no matter how much you try to talk them into Donald Trump, they are never going to see Donald Trump the way you and I see Donald Trump. They are never going to see Hillary Clinton the way you and I see Hillary Clinton. I would love to have an argument or a debate or a discussion with someone who can help me see what they see about Hillary Clinton. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. We'll be right back. Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters, 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. I just want to say that my heart goes out to all the people that were in any kind of the terrorist attacks. I'm going to call them a terrorist attack because anybody that creates terror is a terrorist throughout our country, in New York and in Minnesota and New Jersey. It's just, you know, they're trying to make us believe this is the new norm. And I'm going to tell you something. It should never be the norm here in America. And if that's the new norm, then the other new norm should be that we all carry concealed weapons. Then those people would never have a chance to hurt any of us. See, that's the problem in this country. I don't remember the state, and I was trying to find it before I went on the air. But there was a state that just passed a law that said anyone can carry a concealed weapon. And I'm not sure what state that is, but I'm going to look it up and I'll have it for you next week. But I just saw a very disturbing article. Ted Cruz warns Democrats could have massive wins in Texas. Well, we'd like to thank you very much for that, Ted Cruz. You are unbelievable and would love the demise of Donald Trump, because what you have become is a troll. I liked Ted Cruz at first, man. I thought, oh my gosh, this is going to be hard to choose between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz, until I saw him and what he did at the convention. And what a troll. He even looks like a troll to me. And all you got to do is put a little devil ears on him, a devil horns on him. And I'm telling you, this guy, if they win in Texas, if Texas does not win for the Republicans, we're going to thank Ted Cruz, and his career will be over. Senator Ted Cruz warns patriots gathered for a Constitution Day gathering, the Democrats, that Democrats could have massive wins in the large urban counties in Texas. If 1, 2, or 3% stay home, Cruz also called Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton manifestly unfit. Well, who cares what he says, right? He's become manifestly unfit to be president. It would not take that many to have an enormous impact on the election, he said. He warned of the effect that staying home would have on Texas state representative and Senate races and other races. Well, thank you very much, Ted Cruz. You are the reason why they could have massive wins here. You, and also, I'm going to say Glenn Beck, because Glenn Beck's a nutcase. He's insane. I used to love Glenn Beck, man. I actually live like an hour and a half from where he has his studios, which I have gone to like 4 or 5 of his sessions. And I've got to tell you something. Something has happened to that man. He had an incredible vision and ideas, and he was just like that old fashioned, common sense kind of guy. And something went wrong with him. And I think he has major trauma from something that has happened in his life. And he is preaching that Donald Trump is Hitler, but he and Ted Cruz have become Hitlerites. And they are actually destroying America as we speak. Because you know what? I don't care if you like Donald Trump. And if Ted Cruz would have just went up there at that convention and said, I might not agree with everything he says, but we now have to win this election, so I'm going to be behind the candidate. I would have respect for him. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman. This is Everything That Matters. I've got way more on my plate, so stay with me. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255, talking about everything that matters. And by the way, by the end of my second hour, I always, always do a simple, healthy, and decadent recipe, because my day job, I'm a cooking show host that teaches decadent, healthy recipes. Thanks to my restaurant that we used to have on an organic farm, and I am not a hippie by any means. I guess I was kind of a surfer hippie when I was a kid, but now I'm grown up, and I just am realistic about life. And, you know, it's just good to know how to eat healthy but still have what you like. That's sort of my... So anyway, about the last 10 minutes or 15 minutes of my show, so you'll have to stick with me and all this boring stuff that I'm talking about, which is everything that matters. It's about our future of our country and how we possibly are going to go into a very dangerous time in the near future. I don't know about you, but I've read a bunch of scary articles lately about the fact that if it doesn't matter who's going to win, we're going to have trouble on the horizon. Who do we have? Teresa from Pennsylvania, welcome to Everything That Matters. This is Diane, and this is Everything That Matters. Hi.
Are you there? I was 100% in agreement with you. I do think that Glenn Beck, I used to like him as well. Something has happened. I agree with that 100%. I also think that if Ted Cruz had endorsed Donald Trump at the convention, things would be better.
I do too.
On your comment about the girl who was under your employment, how she felt entitled, and why people want to vote for Hillary Clinton, it's because they want more entitlement, more of the same. They want, you know, it's a lazy generation, not all. I don't want to put everybody in the same thing.
No.
But I believe that a lot of people like that entitlement. They don't want things to change. It's all they've known, possibly. Maybe that's the way they were raised. But our government has conditioned these people for handouts.
You're 100% right. You are 100% right.
How many people now are on food stamps more than ever and welfare more than ever? I don't begrudge food stamps from people who truly need it. But in my place of business, I see a lot of younger generation and older both. I don't want to put everybody in the same thing, but they feel entitled. They don't need to, my gosh, I've been out sick a couple of days. It's my first week on the job. Why is that a problem? It is a problem. There's no responsibility. The work ethic has gone downhill, and a lot of people do feel like everybody owes me, and that's a scary thing about our future.
I absolutely agree with you. I can't even argue with you. Why can't you call me up and argue with me?
I wish I could argue with you. I'm just, you know, I'm praying that Trump wins. I'm just like,
me too.
It's really tense, and it boggles my mind. I agree. It blows me away what people don't see. They see all the problems that Hillary has. She's called.
Well, you know,
I'm considered a deplorable.
Yeah, I'm an adorable employable. I'm one of those, you know, that just I'm just one of those people that just enjoys that very much. I thought that was awesome that us conservatives and Republicans took that and ran with it. I think it's the funniest thing ever.
I know. And, I just wish that Donald Trump would do more commercials. Maybe he's just going to blast the commercials on the airwaves soon. Maybe he's waiting, but I'd love.
Well, you know, being a business person that I am, I have to tell you that it has not the hundreds of millions of dollars of negative ads that Hillary Clinton has played about Donald. I don't think it's done anything, because when I've seen some of them, I thought, well, wait a minute, I kind of like that guy after I saw her commercial. It did not make him look bad. It made him look like who he is. You know, he's honest. He's
Yeah,
he just says it.
And I think it's all this election year is all up in arms because finally someone is not going to take money from special interests. Someone who's honest is just going to do the right thing, like we had years ago, like I had growing up. And
yes. It's
gone so far, far, far left to the point where
it really has.
I mean, look at what happened last night. I don't know if that was terrorism or not in New York City, but it's happened.
Of course, it's terrorism. They wanted to terrorize people. Hey, listen, I thank you very much for calling. You're
thank
a great
you so
caller.
Much for
I you're welcome, and thank you. 1-800-449-8255. Don't go away. We've got way more ahead. This is Diane Linderman. This is Everything That Matters. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. 1-800-449-8255. Talking about everything that matters. So, you know, there's so many things we can talk about today. It's insane. And I'm just looking through all my articles here. And one of the things that really struck me. Hold on a minute. I have to go find it now because I have to read it to you because sometimes my mind works so fast that it literally leaves me by the time I'm onto something different. For those people that know me, they know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, here we go. One more minute here. You know, I'm not going to be able to find it. So we're just going to go on to the next thing and it'll come back to me. The problem with what's going on in our country, obviously, is that the media, and I love to just rag on the media if I might, is they come across, I always look at these people that are on all the different news channels and I think to myself, how could they become so important? They're so wealthy. They have so much authority. Who the hell are they? Who the hell are any of those people? Why do they have an authority? Why do we feel that we need to even listen to them? You know what we're all listening for? I don't know about you, but when I listen to the news, I just need somebody to report the facts. But I would say there's five news networks right now, and even Fox News sort of bites around the edges of the truth because they are politically correct as hell, like the rest of the different news networks. The news networks that come on, and I sit there and I listen to that guy named Van Jones, for instance. My God, does anybody know who that guy is? You remember he was in the Obama administration and he literally had to let him go. So Clinton News Network, which is CNN, Clinton News Network, they picked him up and now he's a famous commentator, a communist. That's what he is. He is the most racially prejudiced man, I think, that's on TV. And that man came out today and said that Hillary Clinton was one of the most honest politicians in history. I'm going, that man probably doesn't even know if the truth was riding on his shoulder and his name was Jiminy Cricket. He would even flick Jiminy Cricket right off his shoulder. And I'm thinking to myself, how is a man like that? Basically excused or fired from the Obama administration. How does he become a famous commentator? Well, does that tell you anything about Clinton News Network, CNN? You know, it's just bizarre. And speaking of commentators and is Van Sestren. I loved her. You know, she's one of my favorite on Fox News, and I have no idea what happened. But as far as I'm concerned, she's the best on. Besides, I like Sean Hannity. He's a friend of our families, and he's also very good. In fact, he got kind of boring for a while, and he got better. But yeah, Glenn Beck and Ted Cruz basically destroying Texas. Because, you know, you all know that Glenn Beck moved to Texas, and so now he's the preacher of Never Trump. And my belief is if you don't vote for Trump, that's what you're doing. You're actually voting for Hillary Clinton. That's right. So Glenn Beck, in his demented mind, I have no idea what happened to Glenn Beck. I'm very sad for him because he's done. It'll be a curse on him. You'll see. Because I think he truly thinks he's doing the right thing. And I believe that Glenn Beck is demented. I think there's something seriously that went wrong with his brain when he had all those weird health issues. And he really is like he's almost like a person that's so deranged about Donald Trump. He literally hates the man. And it's bizarre. And isn't he a religious nut where you should now, thou shalt not judge thy neighbor, or judge not lest you be judged? And the man is made a huge judgment on Donald Trump as if Glenn Beck was God and he knows everything. And he comes across like he knows everything, and he's starting to look like a crazy man. And I know I'm not the only one, and I know that my last caller saw that about him, and I'm very sad for it, because there are people that will listen to that, and it will make it very hard on the people in Texas to vote for, and all around the country, because he's on nationally, because they, you know, he had a believability to him in the old days, but now he's just crazy. He is a crazy nut. And like I told you, I used to love Glenn Beck. I used to just, oh my gosh, I would go to his beautiful studios that he had there, and I literally would, you know, just sit there and listen to the guy, because he was so interesting, and he had all these really cool things he wanted to do, and he actually wanted to start this town one time of entrepreneurs, which is totally right up my alley. Before we go to a break really quick, I'm going to tell you this right now. Amazon reviewers trash Hillary's new book. I don't know if you know this, but Hillary and her running mate wrote this boring book about all of their policies. And it says, oh my gosh, are the reviews brutal and hilarious? I think I'm just going to go look at the reviews. It's pretty boring stuff, and it's a bunch of BS. We all know. 1-800-449-8255. Check out my website, everythingthatmattersradio.com. Don't go away. We've got a whole hour left, plus my cooking show. This is Diane Lenderman, and this is Everything That Matters. We'll be right back. Ending unplanned. Staring at the blank page before you. Open up the dirty window. Let the sun illuminate.
Final
frontier. If only go where no conservative mom has ever gone before.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Diane Lenderman.
Where's the outrage? It's the zombie apocalypse.
Whoa, I'm waking up.
Welcome back. This is Diane Lenderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. Taking your calls all the way to the end of my show. And the last 10, 15 minutes of my show, I will be doing recipes. I know, isn't that weird? Weird chick, huh? Yep, I'm weird because I do like politics. Many blood-sucking leeches, my son said. Blood, you know, if you think of the word polytick, that means many blood-sucking leeches. And, you know, I'm so glad we're going to have a non-politician for our president of the United States, Donald Trump. I talk about everything that matters here on Everything That Matters in life, business, parenting, cooking, kitchen table politics. Of course, conservative. Is there anything else? I would never want to identify with a liberal right now. Oh, my goodness. That would not be good because I just think you guys are all asleep. I really do. I think either you're asleep or you are insane because Hillary Clinton is a frightening figure of a person. You can say what you want about Donald Trump, but he is what he is. Okay. He has never been anything different. The guy just is just a businessman who has a way about him. Okay. Cause I can identify with Donald Trump in a lot of ways. I think a lot of people in America can, because if you run a business, if you run a business and you know how to think on your feet, and you know your whole life, what you are is a problem solver. And some people really thrive on that. And I truly believe that Donald Trump loves to solve problems. Why would anybody want to be president of the United States unless, number one, you want to be rich and powerful and famous. Or number two, you want to help our country and you see the way to do it. Because you see, that man, Donald Trump, is about to give up a beautiful company, pretty much his family, pretty much everything he's ever worked for, to take, I would say, an attack from the incredibly insane American media, and of course, probably the international media as well. Because what he has to do is he has to be, he's going to have to do it and do it fast. Who do we have? Okay. All right. We're going to take a call from Deborah from Klamath Falls, Oregon. Hi, Deborah. How are you doing? What's on your mind?
I kind of like that first story you were telling about the gal and the job.
Yeah.
Imagine 1 million or 1 billion people doing that very same thing. I mean, when all the welfare's being cut off, when all the, I'm not talking about the disability people, the people that have no choice but to take the disability checks and stuff like that. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the ones that have been living off generational poverty and being taking all the freebies and lining up for free this, free that. Now they can have free phones, free computers. What if one day all of a sudden all that stuff disappeared and they weren't getting entitlement checks anymore and food stamps? Can you imagine what it's going to be like? And I'm going to take your answer off the air. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Deborah. 1-800-449-8255. Well, Deborah, I can only tell you that, believe it or not, I've raised lions, tigers, bears, monkeys, leopards. And I'll tell you, they are a sweet, cuddly little animals when they're babies and you're giving them baby bottles. And as they grow up, you think that they look at you like their mother. But one day when they're 300 or 400 pounds and all you look like to them is a giant steak and you forget to feed them for a day, or you decide you have no money to feed them meat anymore, and you start trying to give them dog food, let's say, not that we ever did that, they turn on you, or for no reason at all, because the nature of a wild cat is the nature of a wild beast. And you can never be their friend. And one day, after you thought that you've raised this beautiful baby tiger or lion or leopard or cougar, which we have done, and you're an idiot, and you think, oh, I could sleep with my baby because I raised her from a bottle and she would never hurt me. Let me tell you something. The moment you stop feeding them, they turn on you and you will be destroyed. So this is the danger of need that we have created in this country. It's the danger of not looking at human beings as if they are capable. You see, there's something called self-respect. And once people have no self-respect, they become zombies. See, that's why at the beginning of my show, I have the zombie apocalypse. Because we're in a zombie apocalypse right now. We are in a zombie apocalypse. We are because, like World War Z, when you see all those people climbing that wall that are zombies. Well, once you take away people's welfare, they feel like you owe it to them and they will gouge your eyes out. And that is the attitude of even a young, sweet girl that as she was applying for a job seemed like such a nice girl, but because she has decided that her feet hurt. And in the real world, when your feet hurt, you let your boss know and maybe we could let you sit down doing the job. But no, I think I'll just go home and soak my feet without telling anybody. And leaves the other people high and dry with no help. Pretty sad. But that's nothing compared to if you don't give them their paychecks for doing nothing but sitting around watching TV. Well, you've absolutely drugged these people. They're high on their own unimportance. They're high on the fact that they have to do nothing. And there's something really sick in this country that has lost that noble quality of being independent. You know, I always talk about this one movie, and that's The Free State of Jones. And I have to tell you people, if it's not on the movie theaters anymore, you have to rent it. Because in this movie portrays such a magnificent portrayal of these black slaves that wanted to be independent more than anything on this earth. And they almost gave up their lives. Many of them did. And it's a true story. And they were Republicans. They voted Republican, although their votes were not counted because of the Democrats. And, but the beautiful part about that movie was their desire to have their independence. So now something else has happened in this country where we have regular, non-hardworking, very able people in this country, both black, white, Asian, Latinos, who feel that the country owes it to them to pay them to do nothing. We are creating the zombie apocalypse. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and these are my thoughts. We'll be right back.
All my life, there was just me and my dreams, and the days went ticking by.
This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. If you're listening to me from Tennessee, if you could call in, I don't know. I think my station there might be off the air, or my show might be. I have no idea, but somebody just called and said that the station they normally look for in Tennessee, which I usually get a lot of calls from, is not on the air today. So we'll see what happens. They might have like a football game or something. Here we go. Let me just get back into my stuff here. So here we are. We are, 50 something days away from, the election. And, actually, is it now in the 40 something days? I don't know. I have to. And, this is something, things like this really just PO me off. By the way, welcome back. This is Everything That Matters. I'm Diane Linderman, 1-800-449-8255. I don't even know if I did that. It says Democrat senator to Trump said, blood will be on your hands if Clinton is killed. What? And I know what it's about. Did you guys hear Trump say what he said about the Second Amendment the other day? And I got it. I thought he was 100% right on. I have wanted to say things like that myself, but you know, he has the power of the mic. And that is, basically he said, if you don't believe in guns and if you don't want guns, if you don't want us to have the Second Amendment, Hillary, why don't you just disarm all your bodyguards and all your Secret Service guys and then see what happens, right? So he said that, and now, of course, the press is having a heyday with him, saying that was just absolutely, he wants to have Hillary killed. Well, you know what, Democrats, let me tell you something. You start calling names to Donald Trump, calling him Hitler and racist and all the, I think you want to have him killed. And I think that we ought to put it on record that if something happens to Donald Trump, we're going to blame the Hillary Clinton people and Hillary Clinton herself for inciting such prejudice and racist remarks like that to a presidential candidate. And this can go either way, people, because I tell you, it doesn't matter what Donald Trump says. It doesn't matter. You know, if you're dealing with the flaming liberals of this country, you could say one thing to them and they have a wordsmith way of twisting it to make it look like you have just done something so incredibly evil. And you know what? If you try to fight them, I mean, you can actually, if you're really good at it, you can destroy them through words. But there's nobody better than their intellectual elitist wordsmiths that they are, especially the wordsmith, I like to use that word, wordsmith, because the liberal media has become the ultimate wordsmith. And I tell you something, they are trying to completely destroy Trump on this one. And it's insane. Absolutely insane. It just really freaks me out sometimes how they can make something out of absolutely nothing. And by the way, do you hear the donkeys in my background? Those are just the Democrats back there begging for free food. Sorry, I had to say that, because literally the donkeys that we have these miniature donkeys, the cutest things on earth. They'll look at you and be your friend, but if you turn your back on them, they literally, I'm not kidding, bite you in the butt. We have like 15 of them, and some of them, they're all different colors. So we're not racist here. We have every single color Democrat donkey that you can have in our pasture. And I'll tell you, they are the fattest animal we have because they push everything else out of the way. Now I know why the Democrats call themselves donkeys, because and for those of you who don't know, there might be some people that don't know this, that's the party's animal is an ass, okay, and the Republicans is an elephant, which, you know, there's probably an elephant in every room, and people that don't want to admit that there's a Republican in the room, you know, and that you know, they look at them like there's something wrong with them. But anyway, they're big, pushy, and loud, and they're smart, though, and they never forget. But those donkeys in our pasture out there, funniest things you've ever seen in your life, but mean as hell. You turn your back on them. Let's say you have a treat, or you're trying to feed other baby and little animals, because they all live together. All of our animals, actually, it's like Noah's Ark. All of our animals, we have every kind of animal you can think of. We have goats and sheep, and we have wallabies and deer and pigs. Our wallabies and our deer live separately because they're more delicate, but the rest of our farm animals live like in a farmyard, huge pasture. And the donkeys will kill another animal for a carrot. So I like to say we have a political system in our yard here, and if you watch the donkeys, they are wicked, wicked little animals. Cute as it can be, but don't give them an opportunity because they will destroy, you and bite you and they'll stand there and laugh in a group. They're hilarious. Hilarious, but mean, okay? Let's see. Here's an interesting article. Black voters are turning from Clinton to Trump in new poll. That's interesting. I didn't hear that in the mainstream media, did you? No, they don't talk about stuff like this in the mainstream media, never. It's always about how evil Trump is. And so it says Donald Trump is gaining support among African-American voters. You know, we have very bright people in this country, and they will see the truth. You know, I know that a lot of the African-American, I like to call them the black people because my friends prefer me to call them black because otherwise they're just Americans. But the truth is that many of my friends are conservative black people, and they just said to me, you know, I know friends, and they're all saying, I have Latino friends too that were, and then we have employees that are Latinos, and they're all saying, at first they was like, no way, President Trump is a racist. And then after they started listening to him, you see, Latinos are actually very conservative people. And there are a lot of, they're very hardworking people. And, you know, we have, like I said, I have one of my partners is a black girl. She's adorable. I always call her my daughter from the other mother because, I pretty much raised her. But you know what? It's a spirit. It's not a race. It's not color. It's not creed. It's not religion. There is a spirit that is in people that loves independence. That's what I was talking about before. And that independent spirit is a kind of person that it doesn't matter what background you have. I reach into people and I try to find that spirit in people. And there are a lot of people that don't even know they have it because they've been told their whole life that they're a Democrat by their families. So they just keep voting Democrat. But the problem is they do not understand what Democrats stand for. Democrat is the party of the KKK. Democrats are the slave owners, and they still are. They still want to keep you people in this country and all of us, not just black people, but they want to keep all of us and turn all of us into slaves. And they're doing it in a different way. Before, they used to beat you into submission. Now what they do is they give you so much that you're like Wall-E. You know, that cartoon of the floating fat kid who he can't even walk anymore. So they have these little, you guys have to see that movie. It is like the most political movie I've ever seen. And it really shows the truth about what happens to entitled people. And this little fat kid who's Wall-E, he, everything is given to him. And so all they do all day is sit on their computers. They watch TV and they're fed. And that's how they keep them, sort of, you know, complacent so that you don't have to think for yourself. And then you start getting used to not thinking for yourself. And the moment somebody wants you to think for yourself, you get mad at them. Cause all of a sudden you have to come out of your comfort zone. See? And that's what the Democrats are doing to our country. They are actually making us stupid so that you don't even question them after a while. I don't know about you, but I need some real change in this country. I don't want to have a zombie apocalypse. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman. This is Everything That Matters.
I'm just beginning. The pen's in my hand. Ending unplanned. Staring at the blank page before you. Open up the dirty window. Let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find. Reaching for something in the distance, so close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions, feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you, only you can let it in.
welcome back. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. The caller that just, I think we lost you, caller. You might want to call back. 1-800-449-8255. I'll be easy with you, I promise. I'm not a mean person, and I like it when people get mad at me. Is this like a glutton for punishment or what? No, I just like a good debate, you know? I've got four brothers. I've learned to debate very young in life, and I can say I win about 89% of them. So if you're wanted to say something, call back 1-800-449-8255. Okay, so I want to show you some of these interesting. I'm not going to show you because you can't see anything. You can't even see me. But you will be able to soon. I'm going to be doing live streaming shows because I think the internet's where it's at more. Let's see. What was this one? Oh, yeah. Okay. Gosh, I have so many things I still want to talk about. What time is it? Oh, good. We have a little bit of time here. Okay. So did you hear that Clinton News Network, CNN, Jake Tapper, he's a trapper for sure, edits out Hillary Clinton's bombing remark. Now, we were talking about the media a little while ago because the media is actually setting us up to fail as Americans. It is the most un-American. I think the media has become completely 100% un-American. You know, the media, the news used to be a very noble thing in the old days. They'd come on for the nightly news and, you know, and they'd report it and it was awful and it was like an hour and a half every evening. Now it's nonstop all day, all night. So the talking heads, I mean, gosh, their mouths must be tired of flapping around. They're going on and on and on and on. And, but you know what? They hate Donald Trump. Hate him. Why? Because he does not buy their BS. He calls them out on it. He says they're the most dishonest organization in the entire universe, and they hate him. And you know what? The other day, I don't know if you saw this, it was pretty funny. I knew it, what Donald Trump was doing, where he invites everybody to his new hotel, and he wanted to have the press there to cover all these heroes, these incredible heroes, which I thought was just awesome. He was honoring all of them, and they called it, they, instead of seeing that maybe Donald Trump was, you know, he's not an idiot. Of course, he's at his new hotel and he's talking about it. I mean, he's proud of it. But at the most part, it was all about the heroes. And guess what? Because he didn't say a bunch of stupid things about the birther incident, you know, a lot of people in this country still don't believe it. Doesn't really matter. Okay. At this point, what difference does it make that this man has been in office almost 8 years and we're still talking about it, right? So what difference does it make that people really believe that that maybe Obama was not born here? I'm not saying what I think. I'm just telling you that there's a lot of people out there that don't think he was born here. But at this point, it really doesn't make any difference because he's almost out of office. And for God's sake, people, we cannot allow Hillary to take on 4 more years or 8 more years, whatever it is. You know, we've got to just wake our friends and neighbors up and say, please do not vote for Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is a zombie. And there is a zombie apocalypse about to happen with her. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman. Just having a moment. We'll be right back.
Let me tell you a little story about how I was raised. Every day work, every day pray. way. God, family, friends, yeah, everybody sins. A winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. Help folks in need, don't fall for greed. A jealous man is weak, so think before you speak. If you love them, let them know. If you hate, let it go. Fast can be fun, but sometimes you need slow. God is all good, the devil is so real. So listen up, y'all, cause this is how I feel.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. Talking about everything that matters in life, business, parenting. Oh, yeah, this, you guys all know that already. So we're going to go right into some things that I've got to get. I've got all this stuff that I saved for you over the last few days. So, okay, I don't know if you saw this the other day. Did you see Trump on Jimmy Fallon? It was hilarious. I actually thought he did a really good job, Jimmy Fallon, because, you know, everybody thinks that, you know, in the liberal press that you're supposed to attack Trump or you're a loser. But nobody ever thinks they're supposed to attack Hillary, okay? They're always worried about her feelings. And is that the kind of president she is? You have to worry about her feelings? Because I don't think she should have a gender. I think you have to go into the presidency as a human being and not because you're a woman. And that you have to be, you know, when she calls people sexist for saying things, when I saw her the other day, she's like, Donald Trump is a man that does blah, blah, blah. And then she says, Donald Trump is a man. Oh, my gosh. If Donald Trump would come out and say, Hillary Clinton is a woman that does blah, blah, blah. Now, you know, the moment he says the word woman, he's a sexist. So it's a total double standard here. But I loved Donald Trump the other day on Jimmy Fallon, and then he let him mess his hair up. I don't know if you saw that. It's worth going on and seeing. It's so funny. But anyway, I don't know, the media got weird about it. And I think it's because when the media sees Donald Trump doing something cool, they can't stand it. So they've got to find something wrong with it. See? And I think America's starting to figure out you people in the media. You make me so sick because you are so, think you're so above all of us, and you think and you try to be smarter than all of us, and you just are just dumber than dirt if you think that is the truth. Because most Americans are starting to figure it out now. You know what? All the junk that you talk about all the time has no merit on us anymore. Do I have a caller, you said? Hi, Gerald. Where are you from? Pardon? Hello, Gerald. Welcome to Everything That Matters. Where are you from? What's your state?
I'm in Arkansas.
Arkansas. Hi, Arkansas. How are you doing? So what's on your mind, Gerald?
Well, I want to tell you, I'm a retired assistant chief from a local fire department. I've now been in law enforcement for 16 years, and I want to ask you, why won't Congress get off their butts and impeach Obama?
You know what? That's a good question. I can't answer it because I think they're a bunch of wimps. And I think there might be some good people in Congress, but I truly believe that the Republican establishment has joined the social club, and that's the problem. They're cowards, and they don't want to call out the junk that's going on in the in our political system. There's just no way. They don't want to do it. They don't want to risk their comfortable lives that they have created. They're not leaders anymore. They're a part of a social club. Believe me, once you become a congressman or a senator or any part of the political system, you can just, you know, just for two to four to six years of service, you can just live the rest of your life on pension. You have health care. So right now, it's just something you get into not to make a difference anymore. And I don't believe that we have a strong man amongst them in Congress. I think there's a few of them that try to speak up. But unfortunately, Gerald, they're a bunch of bloody wimps. That's just my opinion.
Well, I'm proud of my country, but I'm ashamed of my government.
I know. I agree with you.
There needs to be term limits on congressmen.
I agree. I agree.
I listen to you every Sunday while I'm patrolling, and I appreciate you taking my call.
Anna, thank you for your service. I appreciate your service. Thank you very much. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman. This is Everything That Matters. We'll be right back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. And now it's Everything That Matters in the Kitchen.com. That's the name of my website where you can find an amazing amount of awesome free recipes there that I have created myself. And I have to tell you something. They're the easiest things on earth to make, and they're healthy. For instance, I use things like coconut oil. I use things like oat flour. And like, what is oat flour? Oat flour is basically oatmeal, you know, just for the better use of the term, that has been ground powdery like white flour. The only thing is that you have to understand about oat flour, even though it's way more better for you than white flour. It's more fibrous. It doesn't have gluten in it. But because it doesn't have gluten in it, you can't really use it to bake with most things that need to rise, because gluten is the product, and that it actually creates the rising of all your yummy baked goods. But, I have to tell you, when you use oat flour, just have some in your cupboard, because there's a lot of recipes in my cookbook called Everything That Matters in the Kitchen, and you can go to my website, everythingthatmattersinthekitchen.com. And I also have a kids' cookbook that is just adorable. It's nice. It's so simple. In fact, I sell it to a lot of adults because it's so simple, even adults can use it. But today's recipe, I thought, gosh, this is the most delicious thing I have ever had. Well, it's not. I say that about everything, so don't get all freaked out. I say everything is the most delicious thing I've ever had. On my website, I'm going to start putting, pictures of different places that I eat in Texas, because there is no place in Texas. There's no place in America like Texas food. They do not mess around here. When they give you a hamburger, it's usually 2 to 4 pounds. I am not kidding you, in most restaurants, but, there are some special ones. Today, I have to tell you about it really quick. We went to this place. It looked like a shack. It's world-renowned. It's on a ranch 20 miles out in the middle of nowhere. And you ask yourself, how does a restaurant, which looks like a shack on a ranch, used to have a dirt road, now it's paved, and it's in the middle of nowhere, and it's got people from all over the world going to it. You go inside. There's sawdust on the floor. It's basically a shack. I'm not kidding. It's got the metal, corrugated metal in there, and it's been there since the 60s. But my husband ordered a hamburger, no kidding, at least 2.5 to 3 pounds, and it was the small one. The size, there's no way you could eat that. That's like 5 meals for the average man. And it was called a Jack Daniels, and it had a steak, it had hamburger meat, it had fried pickles, it had onion rings, and then it had the typical lettuce and tomatoes, and I'm not kidding, it was like 7 inches tall. I have to show that picture off. I might even put it on Facebook, so you got to follow me on Facebook. It's amazing. And then, of course, they give you a mug. I mean, it's actually a pitcher of iced tea. But I thought how delicious crispy sweet potato cakes would be for a lot of people, you know, people are like, oh, I don't want to eat potatoes. They've got, you know, they're starchy. But I have to tell you something. Sweet potatoes are interesting. They're interesting because they are not like a potato. They're less fattening than a potato. They're really good for you. They got a lot of minerals in them. So before I get run out of the this segment, and if you miss this recipe, go to my website, everythingthatmattersinthekitchen.com. Anyway, you take about 4 to 5 medium-sized sweet potatoes, and you peel them, about 2 1/4 pounds, okay? And you take a couple eggs and a half a cup of oat flour, okay? Wherever there is a recipe for flour that I can exchange to oat flour, I will do that. You need 2 red jalapeno peppers chopped and just minced to heck. Otherwise, you're going to take a bite of one of those and you're going to scream. And 1 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 cup of thinly sliced green onions, and I use coconut oil. Okay, and then you can put some lemon wedges on the side. And basically, you bake the, you can put these in the microwave actually for about 8 to 10 minutes, the potatoes. Once they're really, really, you know, soft and they're not too mushy, you don't want them too mushy, then you take them, you grate them up really well, and then you put all the, you take the, you know, you eggs and you stir them all up in a bowl. Now what you got to do is you pour it all together and you take your hands and you squish all that yummy stuff together that I just gave you the recipe for. Now you're going to make some little cakes out of them, you know. Don't make them too big and definitely don't make them too thick. Get that, all of that coconut oil very hot. Okay, and once it has almost start smoking, not quite smoking, almost to the smoking point, you've got all your stuff all mixed up in this thing. Okay, you make a patty out of it. See, I'm doing it with my hands right now because I have to think it out, and then you lay it into that hot coconut oil. And let me tell you something about coconut oil, people: healthiest oil on the earth. They're calling it a miracle food. I want you to Google the health benefits of coconut oil. You will freak out. See how unbelievably healthy coconut oil is. Okay? Now, once you fry one side and it gets golden brown, and the one thing neat about coconut oil is it does not burn the heck out of your food. If it was olive oil, you will ruin your oil and it burns. Same with butter. Sometimes they add a little butter into coconut oil just to give it a little flavor. Anyway, so you turn that over and it probably takes about 5 to 6 minutes on each side or until golden brown, and then drain on a paper towel. And, you know, you can keep them on a foil-lined baking sheet, keep them warm for about on 200. By the way, go to my website, everythingthatmattersinthekitchen.com, and go to my website for my radio show, everythingthatmattersradio.com. Until next week, this is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. I'll talk to you then. Thanks for listening.
How come you're always such a fussy young man? Don't want no Captain Crunch, don't want no Raisin Bran. Well, don't you know that other kids are starving in Japan? So eat it, just eat it. Don't want to argue, I don't want to debate. Don't want to hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean up your plate. So eat it. Don't you tell me you're